You are listening to the best of Talk To Me on UncontrolledNoise.com. Make sure to tune in each Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, to UncontrolledNoise.com for 2 hours of the best conversation and metal on the internet.
Hello, this is Loose Cannon.
Hello, Loose Cannon. How are you?
Hey. Do I call you Josh?
You can call me whatever you like. You can, we can make up a silly nickname for me too if you want.
Ooh, yes. It is a great name, isn't it? My God, why did I pick this?
I don't know, but you're now stuck with it, man. So how you been doing?
I've been doing great. I do want to, before you start busting my balls, I wanted to actually, this whole thing where you're having a live show every Thursday, 2 hours, that's a commitment.
It is. It is. It is a nice commitment, but I've enjoyed doing it. I enjoy the live setting. You know, you got to keep it going. You got to keep it rolling. There's no edits. There's no anything. You just got to keep, you just say what comes to your brain and there's no turning around.
Yeah. I mean, but I'm talking about from your life and schedule like that. I mean, do you find yourself sometimes in kind of an odd situation where telling people like, I got to hurry up and get home because I got the lead singer of Satan's Taint I got to interview.
Well, tonight we had to go to the grocery. And so I had to like hurry up. We were keeping time. So because I had the lead singer of Cobras and Fire coming on.
Fair enough. Yeah, man. But another question too. What are you wearing?
What I'm always wearing. I'm wearing camo pants and a black t-shirt.
That is the official Toomey outfit, isn't it?
I saw the other day in my Facebook memories that I posted a couple of years ago that if you ever want to find me at a concert, I'll be the guy wearing the concert t-shirt and the camo shorts. And I don't think anyone got the joke that that's what everyone wears to a concert.
I got the joke. I'm at a different level than most. So, but yeah, I mean, I just imagine your closet, just a row like James Bond or whatever like that. But it's got, you're just nothing but black shirts and camos.
Well, not to get on a somber note, but my cousin was killed in a car accident recently. She was young. She was 19. She was into saving the bees and all that stuff. And she was a very bright, outgoing person. That being said, her father, big metalhead guy, whatever, sent out the requirements for the funeral or whatnot. And they were going to, they wanted to make it a celebration. So they told everyone to wear bright colors. And so the lady asked, what are you going to wear? And I'm like, I'm going to wear black. what do you expect me to wear?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry to hear that, but you did have the right shirt for the occasion, so that's good.
Absolutely. Drink.
Absolutely drink, yeah. I do have a beer here. So, yeah, man, what do you want to talk about? I'm honored that you invited me on the show. I don't think I've ever been on any radio show, so this should be interesting.
Yeah, it's different. It's funny that a few weeks ago on the Cobras and Fire podcast, the Easter egg at the end, which I do wait for each and every week, it was very funny that I had asked you to come on this show and then you guys released that and it's like, oh, he doesn't want me on the show. But it was funny that I had actually asked you to come on before I heard that. So this isn't like I better get loose on the show.
No, it's we've successfully avoided each other throughout the years.
Yeah, I think I've been on Cobras and Fire 3 times and I think you've been on with me 0.
Because I am basically the Vinnie Vincent of podcasting. I make grand plans and then I cancel at the last minute. I am at least consistent. I half-ass my job, half-ass my education, and half-ass my marriage. So there you go.
I'm glad. Hopefully Mrs. Cannon is listening and she's agreeing.
No,
she's agreeing with you.
Well, she would though. But yeah, man. So bring it.
So speaking of making plans, have you ever had a camping trip just thrown on you?
Oh, funny you ask that, because I'm sure since you are a listener of our show, but everyone that's out there is not. But my stance on camping, pretty simple. Stupid. I am being forced again. Once a year, I am forced to go on a camping trip with my family. I've got 2 younger kids and – are you a camping fan? Have you gone? I'm assuming you went camping at some point.
Yeah, I've been camping a few times and I enjoy it. It's not something that I'm looking forward to, but I grew up camping like once a year and, that carried over into relationships here and there, but it's not like I got to get out to the wilderness and be one with nature. It's more of a just, I don't know, something to do for a weekend.
Well, the good thing is you have the pants. So you can just blend in at all times, right?
Yeah, actually, they always think I'm not wearing pants.
Nice. But so my thing is about camping is this. Camping is great when you're younger, when you can, it's the only place you can basically drink, in the middle of the woods and you can try to, get with a girlfriend you're with. But once you're older, basically camping when you have kids is kind of like, I would rather move once a year. The amount of shit you have to pack in your car and all this stuff. And it doesn't really make sense. Like if camping was so great, then why do we live in homes? Like I love nature. I'm in Colorado, but I don't need to go in the middle of the forest and fall asleep on the ground. The last part of it is not what I look forward to. And I can never fall asleep when I'm in the forest. I basically am just going to drink myself to sleep because it's going to be a 5-person tent. And I'm done with it. Now I'm told it's 2 days. I got to fake an injury. That's my whole that's my whole thing. 2 days. And I should add to it, too, that this is also connected to a church group. So I will be surrounded by Jesus when I'm in the middle of the woods, too. So
nice.
You guys, that's the most anti-metal weekend I can have.
You know, it's funny when you said that you had a camping trip forced upon you. I was assuming it was because like some of your friends were wanting to go or you had like a buddy that's a big camper. So he's like, you got to go with me, bro. And then you hit me with my wife and kids want to go. I'm like, man,
such an asshole. I'm such an asshole. But the thing is, it's terrible about it is like the rest of the things in my life when I can cancel last minute, I can't do it on this. Well, I could, but it would end up in disaster. So anyway, I'm sure that people turned in for the camping portion of this show. But that gives – do you mind if – before we get into this, we just make an announcement, something I'm super proud of connected to your show, is right after the show, if you just let it keep playing for the first time, the Cobras and Fire podcast is now on Uncontrolled Noise right after. So we are essentially – you are Cheers and we are Night Court. And that was the must watch TV. We're Night Court because we're kind of like that show. They're like, not that bad. I don't really want to get off the couch. You know, Ted Danson is the man. But so thank you for the great lead in for our show as well.
Yeah, I was not consulted about this, and I need to speak with Corey because I don't feel like I should be the lead in, like the opening band to the Cobras and Fire podcast.
But that's what it is. I mean, it's like Cosby Show is the bigger show than Family Ties, but that was the lead-in. The lead-in is always the stronger of the two. You're the Seinfeld.
All right.
You got that's a respect thing, man.
So I played the Witch segment from last week's episode or this current week's episode for the lady, and if you would have seen the reaction that she gave, it would have paid for your podcast in spades because she was cracking up. I had to pause it a couple times to kind of fill her in on what was going on, but once she found out what was going on, she's got the greatest laugh to begin with. So my dad was like, she needs to be hired for a TV sitcom, to have her in the audience. But when she gets laughing, man, it won't stop. And she thought you were just the bee's knees there for a minute.
Nice, I'm appealing. We have the third female fan of our show. Good job. I'm proud. Yeah.
And what's funny is I see witches popping up in
witch.
Yeah, no, I need the sound effect popping up like in the nicer parts of town, like the new hip parts of town. And I've never had a witch. And she was like, "Oh man, you gotta have a witch. They're great." But the other day, her and I drove to Lexington, Kentucky, to see a comedian, and we drove. For some reason, our GPS took us off this highway onto like some back road. But there was a gas station with a witch in it, like a Hunt's Brothers Pizza or some janky thing out in the middle of nowhere. And I was like, "What is this witch? Like, it's a gas station witch."
They're invading. I got to tell you, I like the witch business model so much that it doesn't matter what restaurant I go to, I bring a paper bag and a red pen to make my order.
Nice. Well, let's get into a story since I have you on the line here. And we like to go to our favorite website, blabbermouth.net, which Cobras and Fire is a constant contributor to.
Yes.
But Avenged
News Source.
It is a news source and a download multiplier if you get picked up on there. But our good friends over at Avenged Sevenfold, the singer M Shadows is now a playable character in the new Call of Duty game. So it goes on to say, frontman M. Shadows is getting his very own playable character in the Call of Duty Black Ops franchise. The singer is featured in a new trailer for Call of Duty Black Ops 4. Next content called Operation Apocalypse Z, which was released on Monday, blah, blah, blah. Main thing is the singer of Avenged Sevenfold is now in a video game. And so I put it out to you. I was like, well, what other rock stars do we need in video games?
Oh, that was a great question. I do have a list. But first, can we touch on M Shadows in this game currently? Yes. Okay, so first off, Avenged Sevenfold, do you know what the M stands for at all?
Matt.
This is not a joke. Oh, okay. I thought it was like Midnight Shadow or something.
His name is just like Matt Shadows.
And you just drop the rest of it. Yes. So he's M Shadows. That's okay. Anyway, so no, I was thinking when I was to do this is that, you know, which rock stars would be in games? What would be kind of part of the gameplay? What would be the final level? And just like you like, what would be maybe an Easter egg in it? So it came up with a few here, though. But for M Shadows, I think you know how Sonic the Hedgehog, for every 100 coins, you get a free life?
Okay.
Yeah, for M Shadows, for every 100 douchebags you pick up, you get a free life.
You know, it's funny, and I will say right now, I do not understand the hate for Avenged Sevenfold. If you actually listen to Avenged Sevenfold, drummer's great, guitar players are great. What's the hate? You know, where's all the hate coming from? What's wrong with you people?
The hate comes from, well, I'll go into the game thing and I'll tell you what the hate comes from for all me. Because right. I've seen him live 3 times. But basically in this game too, and this kind of goes into why I dislike them is, you know, unlike the Call of Duty, the final level in this particular game is when you become the regional manager of Hot Topic. And the Easter egg is when you finally find the Rev. And you bring them back to life so they can still write good songs. That's the problem, is that they had some good albums in the beginning, but then they just kind of they lost their guy. And when I've seen them live, they're just kind of stale. There's some authenticity, kind of like Black Veil Brides, that is missing from that band. They're all talented musicians. I like M Shadow's voice for the most part, but it's just one of those bands that are perfectly rated.
Nice. Can we tell you my Black Veil Brides story that I don't think I've ever told on the podcast?
Please, I cannot get enough of Black Veil Brides.
So I went to see the bass player from the band Story of the Year started a band with the singer of Chiodos and a couple of other kind of like the emo metal guys or whatever. And I'm friends with him. So they were out on tour. There was a band called Drugs, and they were out on tour with Black Veil Brides, who I didn't really know anything about. This is probably 10 years ago. And I go in I'm backstage because I know the band. And I go to use the bathroom, and when I come out, there's two mirrors with two sinks, and I can't get to the mirror or the sink to wash my hands because two of the members of Black Veil Brides are primping themselves. And I'm like, excuse me, like can I please just wash my hands and get around you guys putting on your eyeliner and your hairspray?
That's what I was going to ask, if there's like just a gallon, like a big paintbrush.
Oh, yeah, it was bad. Yeah. It was bad. All right, I'm going to give you my first one here.
Please.
And I didn't go too much into this one, but the main thing is a version of Mike Tyson's Punch-Out with the okay. With the vocalist of As I Lay Dying, Tim Lambesis, who was recently in prison for trying to have a hit on his ex-wife. So the main point of this game is Tim goes through all of the opponents, and then the main boss at the end is his ex-wife.
Ooh, I see. So you're basically throwing in either a kill or a domestic abuse angle into this game. So absolutely. this is for the children.
Yes, the Talk to Me Live on Uncontrolled Noise is a very kid-friendly show.
So this is a kind of like a teaching moment.
Yes.
Where, you know, they he kills his wife and then he goes to jail, and then you just tell him you can't do this, Johnny.
Right.
That's good.
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you mind if I take the next one?
Go ahead.
Okay. This one, Vince Neil, of course, had to have his own game. Now, can you guess the name of the game?
Ooh, this is
This is his own game. So we're going next level here as far as the concept.
You know what?
What would it be? What would be the theme?
I'm assuming it's somebody killing somebody with a car. So
very good. It's called Manslaughter Midnight Run.
Nice.
And it's basically his venture trying to get to Chipotle, and he kills all competitive bands. You get points the more bands you kill from the '80s. Now in the beginning, the hits are pretty easy. For example, you know, just like the beginning of a game, Sleazy Bees, Pretty Boy Floyd, and Trickster, easy kills, but, gets more competitive.
Nice.
And there's the Easter egg as you find a room where you can have a slap fight with Nick Cage.
Nice. I have a Motley Crue themed one also. It's Mario Kart, but with the members of Motley Crue trying to get with you. Vince will kill you, will try to kill you the entire time. Yes. Ram his car into you with a passenger, hopefully, doesn't kill this one. Tommy will throw bananas at you.
Oh, that's how I see that. This is like the game. Nice.
Yes. Nikki will try to inject you with heroin the entire time. And then Mick, he always lurks in the back and always comes in last, so you really don't have to worry about him. But that's my Mario Kart featuring all of Motley Crue.
I gotcha. And I thought that Tommy just wouldn't be able to go anywhere because he can't figure out how to start a car.
Right. Or his third leg will be just stuck on the brake.
That's right. That's how he drives. You see that? That beast is laying on the wheel.
Well, I mean, he did drive a boat with it, so maybe he'll just drive his Mario Kart car with it.
Come on. If you've ever been on a boat, it's harder to turn a boat wheel. So you can definitely drive a car with his dick.
Right. Yeah. I mean, how many times have you tried to turn a boat wheel with your dick there loose?
I have. I mean, it's if you get your sack wrapped around the bottom of it and you can get a good grip, but it's difficult.
All right. You got one more for me?
So anyway, I do. Well, you know, there's also Dave Mustaine Bounty Hunter, and that's a game where he hunts down all the guitarists and drummers he's fired over the years.
That's a long ass game.
I know, many levels. There's also, you just have to, the main thing is you have to keep him from avoiding sleeping on his arm and losing his ability to play for several years. As well as every time he dies, it plays a short clip of any random song from Risk. So it's a pretty damn good game.
That's a good one. I chose a very easy one to mess with.
Sure.
Duck Hunt featuring you play as Ted Nugent.
I knew it.
Is very easy. But the bonus level Easter egg of the whole thing is Vinnie Vincent tries to kill the dog.
Ooh, I like it. I've heard that this game is just like Duck Hunt, but with more racism.
A lot more racism, and then if Vinnie Vincent actually successfully kills the dog,
yeah,
puts him in a Tupperware container.
Ooh, I saw that coming. Yeah, I mean, and I have just one last one. If you wouldn't mind, we can move
Let's
on.
Let's do it.
This will be the last one before we beat this bit to the ground. It's obviously we have to have a Kiss theme one, and that is one that I'm not sure what all the other members do, but I think there's two things that excite me about this game is one, you know, the fact that you'll be able to see Gene and move him around and have him run around in those boots. I think that's amusing enough, having seen Gene run in the actual outfit. But he's basically running around looking for bags of cash he's buried all around the world, just randomly buried. He's got and they have the little dollar logo, the monogram or whatever, the trademarked. That's the bags.
Nice.
That's all I got for that. Just imagining him running or any of him running.
Well, Luce, man, it has been a pleasure having you on. Talk to me live. You're on Uncontrolled Noise, which if you guys hang around after the show, Cobras and Fire. Is it going to be this week's episode of Cobras and Fire? Is that what's going to happen tonight?
Yes, and also I should mention that we have a brand new website, cobrasandfire.com, where you can find all the podcast apps to subscribe to, all the episodes, articles that Baco and I have written. Are we pretty much done? Are you playing me off the stage?
That is it, man. We're going to play some music, and then you're followed up by Chris Sinzak of the Decibel Geek podcast.
Ooh, nice.
in about 10 minutes. So I'll finish up with you, play a couple of tunes, and then pull on Polono Chris Sinzak.
Perfect. Well, thanks very much. I appreciate it, Jimmy.
Thanks, man. I texted Baco. I know you probably didn't have much to do with it, but as soon as I hit play on this week's episode of Cobras and Fire, I was in tears. So,
oh God, yeah, he did a great job on that. It's supposed to be a surprise for the listeners, so we won't mention what it is. But I just want to say too, I'm really looking forward to hanging out in Rockin' Pod 3. And yeah, man, thanks again for having me.
All right, man, and to play us off, we're going to play some Avenged Sevenfold with one of their great tunes, Bat Country. All right, man, I'll talk to you soon.
Boom. Talk to you.
Don't forget to check out Talk To Me Live every Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern on Uncontrolled Noise.